From late spring through early autumn, the Lake Michigan Car Ferry Company runs a coal-fired boat between Manitowoc and Ludington, Michigan. Some investors want to operate a smaller but faster diesel-powered ferry between Milwaukee and Muskegon, Michigan. The Milwaukee group is asking the U.S. Maritime Administration for several million dollars in loan guarantees to help the so-called Lake Express Ferry get underway. But Manitowoc is in the district of Republican Congressmember Tom Petri, and Petri opposes what he calls a subsidy.
Because the people who operate the car ferry in Manitowoc-Ludington don't have a subsidy. They pay taxes and try to be a viable operation. If they were to face subsidized competition, the fear is that they would be driven out of business, and in fact, maybe both the ferries would fail.
But others are backing the loan guarantees for the Milwaukee-based ferry. Milwaukee Democratic Congressmember Jerry Klutschka is one supporter. Milwaukee Port Director Kenneth Zally is another. Zally says the guarantees would come from a longtime federal program aimed at modernizing the U.S. merchant marine and its shipyards.
I don't view Title 11 loan guarantees as a subsidy because it is widely available and it is something that's more akin to an insurance program. Indeed, the costs of using the Title 11 program are borne by the applicants.
Zally says having a second ferry going across Lake Michigan would be a boon to upper Midwest travelers. He says the Manitowoc to Ludington boat is government-backed in that the coal-burning vessel is exempted from federal clean air laws. It's uncertain as to when the federal officials will rule on the loan guarantees. Backers of the Milwaukee vessel say much more delay would prevent their boat from getting in the water by next summer. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.